at his review after PSV Eindhoven 3, Liverpool 2. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. Neil, first thing to say, given the fact that we've done a show after the weekend, was we were wrong. But not only us, I'd say the Liverpool supporting world was probably in the main wrong about how he would approach this game and the players he might use for it. I think it's justified to be wrong, given what we've known from Slot so far at Liverpool and how he's tended to pick teams for certain occasions and competitions. I think the things that come from it are, you know, there was a big discussion about this being a long-term decision.
Yeah.
Pre-match. But I think the other thing to take from that is this has to be a club-wide decision, I guess, in that sense.
I think they've had a chat prior to, post the sixth game, which was Girona. And I think that they've all agreed, whoever it is part of that conversation, whether it's Richard Hughes, whether it involves Michael Edwards. I suspect it probably doesn't involve Michael Edwards, but I suspect it definitely involves Richard Hughes. It may or may not involve Mike Gordon. And they've concluded this is the pathway, this is the plan. I think that's also involved a little bit of individual management. You know, he mentions that Gakpo doesn't feature against Lille because Gakpo wants this one. Going back to PSV as something that's important to him. And again, it's one of our reminders that it is a workplace point. And then I think that what that then factors into is that the long-term decision isn't just about PSV, but it's also about Lille. So when it's Lille at Anfield, we're going to approach it this way. This is the plan. That should be enough for us to get a result that we need as part of this run of games and then to go from there. And then off the back of that, we know because we can count, literally the maths told us that if we beat Lille, we will come first or second and that is also in our favour. And you never know what happens with the other game on the last day. And also you never know if these lads that we're going to end up picking could get a result. You know, there's enough to sort of end up concluding in this game that the lads who we picked could get a result. You know, with a little bit of better luck and better moments, they may well have found themselves in a situation where they were 2-0 at half time. And whilst every substitution would still have made them weaker, they could still have done enough to hold PSV at bay over the course of the game.